Blog Talk Radio. Didn't play. I guess my intro is not supposed to play tonight. Maybe I'll play it in a little while. Welcome to another reality show. I am your host, Golden Hawk, and I cannot be more delighted to be here tonight. I am broadcasting live from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. I have kind of been goofing with the name the whole time, going Okonokowamama. And I'm really excited. I have incredibly magical beings here with me. Every single one of the people here tonight have magic, have wisdom. They come from their heart. Just incredibly. The animals, the land, the people. It was funny when I was in the airport coming here in Cincinnati at my stopover. Somebody looked at me and goes, "So where are you going?" And I go, "I'm going to Wisconsin." And they looked at me and they went, "Why?" And I was like, "Because I got family in Wisconsin and I'm going to play." And, you know, and I mean, Dawn took me right from the plane to a place called Lake Rock. I got that flipped. Rock Lake, right from the airport. We literally got out of, before I even got out of the car, my vertigo kicked up. I could not walk right. It was an expanded experience. We're actually going there tomorrow, and as the show goes on, we'll see if we're going to talk about that. And but everywhere that she's taken me, I was in a Roman Catholic church this week. No, I wasn't there once. I was there twice. I mean, you guys know me. I mean, I'll go galactic, and I'll go center of the earth and into the darkness. But I don't normally go into Catholic church, and I'm doing this all, of course, at the week of Passover, the week of Good Friday, Easter week, Holy Week. So, and everybody that I've been talking with, beautiful friends that I've met and walked in the woods with, we're all kind of getting the sense that this week has been a lot about shifting, and it doesn't even feel like it's complete yet. It almost feels like there's a calm before the storm. Sensitives are having dreams and experiences. Like our dear friend Janine from our mastermind group had this amazing experience Sunday night of kind of connecting with her God presence. And just everything that's happening to me, through me, around me, with me is just magical. It's just magical. I can't tell you what a blessing it is to be here with this lady over here. And if you guys, I don't have videos, but I'm pointing to Dawn Leader. Dawn, welcome to the show, Dawnie. My third Thursday. Yeah, let's clap. I love it. That's not my applause button. Best people.
Did you tell them we're live in my house?
I kind of get into that. You know me, a little schizo. We are in Okonokowamamock.
Oconomowoc.
There you go. You know, live from Dawnie's house with her creek in the back, her amazing dogs, her amazing man, her amazing family and friends. Truly, even ones I've never met before, it's looking beautiful. It's amazing. Your space is amazing. Your life is amazing here. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. It's fun to have you here.
Yeah.
The whirlwind week.
Goldie tends to come with a small typhoon behind her.
A little tornado running through the Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, and we've kind of had that weather, right? I mean,
we did, too. Yeah. I mean, it just seems like everything that it was happening was, I mean, just there's a divinity behind it, you know, opening up, well, not opening up, but revisiting the Sisterhood of the Rose. Because I started saying that I was in a Catholic church, and personally, I don't have any desires to go to Catholic churches.
You were a little resistant.
Just a little bit. Okay, I was a lot resistant. But there's a, you know, we go in and, you know, my new friends and family are going, you know, there's a vortex. It's not even a vortex. It's a Stargate. And I posted pictures on Facebook. I mean, I know you can kind of get the sense of it on Facebook, but I'm telling you, when you're standing in front of this space, it opens up and, you know, you take a few deep breaths and I'm seeing lights and really sensing that I'm sending energy out and energy's also coming through. You know, it was SG-1 material, you know, and,
right,
you know, so I'm always like, wow, okay, it's an e-ticket. Where? I don't know. Somewhere in the cosmos, we sent it out and it was coming back and, you know, I mean, holy moly, Batman, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Well, it's funny because that space is, like, known for healing. So it's, you know, lots of people go there to have miracles happen. And so it's, like, has this energy of that anticipation, of
yeah,
that expectation. And before the church was even put there, I've looked at some historical stuff, before the church was there, by the locals, it was referenced as Miracle Hill.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, it's, people just expect miracles to happen there. So they've got the display of the crutches left,
yeah,
behind.
Which is kind of profound. I didn't even know what it was. I was like, what are all these crutches? You know, I thought there was some sort of gathering of crippled people or something. I didn't know.
Right.
You know, is there a
group
of people
walking around
bus
on their knees? Yeah.
I didn't know. I mean, I'm not. And then it was like, if you get to have a healing, you leave your, you know, the assistance of the crutches behind to let you know, let the others know you had a healing. And
right.
It was pretty profound, actually.
Yeah. And last year I opened up to healing my eyesight. So I had been noticing changes in my eyesight, and then a friend of ours was here doing some shaman workshops. And
Plug.
Keith Varnum of thedream.com. And he took us out in the woods where we were today, but a different part of it, at Lapham Peak.
Okay.
And I never wear my glasses when I do energy type of work. And I got in the woods. Jeffrey and I walked into the woods, and I'm like, why are these glasses on my face, you know? So I, like, stick them in my pocket thinking they'll be safe rather than hooked on the front of my T-shirt where they normally would be. And not too long into it, they just disappeared. And so then, the next day I was taking Keith to Holy Hill for his experience. And I, you know, we were having lunch before we headed up there, and I said, I'm just going to open up. I've been coming up to Holy Hill for like 20 years, and I'm just going to open up to allow my eyesight to be healed today.
Nice.
And, you know, I feel like I had a great exchange there. I've received, and I've, you know, given back by helping move energy there. And so I was just going to open even further, and
nice.
I have not worn glasses since.
Are you ready? Ready? Let's do this in a timely manner. Okay, we can stop. I need one that fades out. Yes, I have a sound man sitting here next to me. Yes, it's a very abrupt applause. No, but the truth is, I don't hang out in churches, but I hang out in vortexes. And, you know, we had some rain and some cold weather, and, you know, the magic was not stopped. You still got me to where I, you know, needed to be and where I desire to be, with amazing people. I mean, truly amazing people.
There were 13 of us.
And 13 goddesses.
13 goddesses and a family generation of three.
Yeah.
Grandmother, daughter, and...
Well, we got to share about Lily and you having that connection.
Yeah. So once we did the whole church vortex thing, I had.
What'd you do today? I did a church vortex.
Church vortex.
Oh, really? I did my wife. What'd you do?
Well, you know, they start talking around here. It's the dawn thing.
we're going to do the dawn thing.
It's the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
I'd break out in song, but we don't want that.
So we decided we were going to do the dawn thing and go out into the woods and follow this path. And I had opened an energy vortex and brought through the rose energy, the rose rays and the rose ley lines into that vortex out in the woods. And that was like 3 years ago, I think. And so I just wanted to let everyone experience that. So we headed out to the woods, and it was really awesome because before going, you know, I'm always like bringing my ritual stuff, right? I like ritual. And so I've like got my rose petals from my birthday left over that were dried that I was going to bring along, and oils. And, you know, I always have like sacred herbs to bring along and stuff. And we get there and we come out from the church. I go to my trunk and none of it's there.
So you pulled a Goldie. You know, I was there. You got to pull a Goldie.
So none of it was there. And all of a sudden, Vi, who's here this evening, goes, I brought oils. And Sue said, I brought rose petals. And Diane, who's here tonight, said, I brought tobacco. And
exactly.
So we head into the woods. And
everything was still there.
Everything was there. And it was really good to let everyone else really be empowered and to be a more oneness, unified experience, all being empowered by their own
women
piece of it.
Women supporting each other.
Right.
There was no cattiness. There was none of that. We just all were loving each other and supporting each other. I mean, you know, I always say when the women unite, the earth will rise. You know, that is, yeah, right. I mean, the powers that be keep us separate, and that will keep it down. Keep us together, and nothing can keep us down.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, so, you know, some of them wanted me to do the thing, and I was like, no, you brought that. You like.
Right. They kept handing her all the bags, the bag of this, the petals.
No, you brought it. You
own it.
Thing.
We want everybody to own it.
Yeah,
and it was
everyone
awesome.
Be empowered. And
awesome.
And, I got my channel thing. That's what I brought.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing the channel. But you shared the channel. I mean, it was a shared channel.
Absolutely, right. So I started the, you know, this...
language.
This language, or, you know, this transference of energy through sound. And then our beautiful little four-year-old, right, Lily, she like... was right there with us. She was doing the chants, and it just brings me like chills. And
it was beautiful. I mean, it was just amazing, because for her to be, you know, it wasn't even echoing you. It was like, you know, stereo language. We were all deeply touched by it. It brought it to, like, you know, from the top to the bottom and everything in between, the beings that are coming into the planet. You know, they got it. They got
right.
It covered. And we're, you know, they're showing us. Everybody knows the children will show us. And everybody there was humbled and just, you know, we were so, it was just such a blessed event. You know, there was, you know, and then Goldie started crying her eyes out. I love you guys. You guys are so amazing. And I mean, it was just, and we're in the woods and.
Well, yeah, and, you know, this beautiful little four-year-old, then she does the ritual, and she blesses us, right?
Yeah,
you know,
and I still have the stick. The stick is going home to my house on my altar. That's exactly right.
Yeah, so she takes the rose petals, and she, you know, some people had done some things with the rose petals, but there were still more, and she does this, hands each of us, you know, rose petals, and... she takes tobacco, and she does her thing with the tobacco, and she brings through some more, you know, native channeling kind of language.
Yep, song and chanting.
It was just so beautiful. And then she takes these sticks and puts leaves on them and creates these wands for everyone.
For every single one of us.
Hands
one
them
at
out.
A time. I mean, it was like... you know, I went, this is our wands. And she goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, it was like being in, you know, with a Harry Potter. I got my wand.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And that's, you know, that's like the beauty of this is to allow someone so pure.
All of us are that pure. We were all that pure.
To show us our reflection of that purity,
exactly.
Really, you know, to
exactly.
Really allow that expression to more fully come through.
It was awesome.
So
it was awesome.
So that was our experience.
It was our experience at church. Hence, I went back 2 days later. I mean, my friend Vi said, do you want to go back and sit in front of the vortex? I got some healing to do. I said, absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things I did was I had put my forehead on the altar in this Mother Mary room and had an excruciating headache. Was it that night or the following day?
The next night.
The following night, an excruciating headache. I was moments away from waking up Dawn, you know, but I started doing, you know, the 12th dimensional seal. I started, you know, breathing. I clearly popped my 3 Advils. I was going to pop 7 of them, but I was like, I don't want to die. I just want to get rid of the headache. Exactly. Yeah, there would be no more head, so no more headache. and just as I started working my tools, which I'm learning, it was like, you know, because I started getting literally nervous, like, you know, we had salmon that night. I was like, did I eat radiation? And it was amazing how when, you know, something starts going wrong, the
wild imagination.
Well, it's always, right, and I'm a wild person imagination-wise, but it did go negative. And, you know, I was like, you know, Goldie, the thing that came clear is, like, you put your forehead on that altar. Because when I came downstairs into the parking lot, and me and another woman, she had put her hands on, Chris, hi, Chris, I don't know if you're listening to the show. It was clear to me that, I mean, I wasn't raised Catholic, but it was clear to me I might have overstepped the boundary there. Like, you don't touch the altar, you know, in these spaces. And I really got last night that, or 2 nights ago, well, perhaps it's not because they're being, you know, restrictive. It's because energetically it can blow you wide open, and you might not be ready for that. And so it's, you know, maybe a little more protective. But I was telling my friend Vi, I tend to jump into pools and look back and go, is there water here? So, you know, it's balls to the walls for the Golden Hawk. That's the way I run and fly. And so the headache ended up going away. I felt fantastic the next day. I mean, me and Diane went into the woods. And what was the name of the woods that we went into? Yeah. Oh, talk, sweetheart.
I'm not sure what the name of it is.
Kettle Moraine.
Kettle Moraine Forest.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that because you kept calling it something. So,
Kettle Moraine
Forest, an amazing space. I mean, we walked on these boards over, you know, water, and there were springs that came up. She showed me a tree that had been struck by lightning several times, and when I placed my forehead on that, because that's kind of the way, you know, it's my third eye. Let's see what happens when you know, I got Golden Hawk came to me as a physical name by placing my third eye on Hawk Rock, and I got that, you know, the tree is still alive. She's running magenta energy. And I'm like, you know, holy moly. I mean, you're still alive. You've been struck directly by lightning several times. You really get that, you know, there's some wicked strength in these trees. That there's perseverance. That she, you know, she's burnt to a crisp on many areas of her, but she's not dead. I mean, there is still life in there. And, you know, it just kind of helps you, you know, just kind of get a grip on, you know, we're going through some stuff, but, you know, if something could be struck by lightning several times and survive, we can clearly handle our upgrades, i.e. the headache. So when me and Vi went back to the church the next day, of course, Goldie being Goldie, I didn't put my forehead on the altar. I turned around and put my back and the back of my head on the altar. Because I'm an energy junkie, and I just was like, okay, if there's something to be had here, I'm going to do it. And I was prepared to have the headache, and maybe tonight it will come as the second day after I went. But I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because, you know, it's just the way I fly. So, but it's been amazing. This week has been amazing. Truly, I am dancing with bear energy and the wonderful Jeffrey, come get that boy a microphone.
Hello, Goldie.
Hello, darling. How are you? You are a fabulous host. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Much.
No, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, thank you. We'll eat up 45 minutes just doing this. It's a great pop-up.
Hey, well, it's a two-hour show. We can do whatever we want. So, this has really been an amazing week. I mean, as you've seen, me and Dawn are, you know, testing our waters as friends and... You know, I really appreciate that, you know, the dance we've been doing, especially today. You just danced quietly around us.
Well, it's easy. I mean, it's your thing, and it's really been fun to see you guys play together the way that you have.
Okay.
And, you know, and for me, that is the joy of watching everyone's experience and seeing what they bring to it.
Right.
And there is such a magic in the experience of what you bring.
Oh.
And changing how you... enjoy the ride.
Mm.
Because there is this point of, and there is this point of when you are talking with someone, and let's say there's something that you don't have an experience with, something that you don't agree with, and then you find yourself going into an area where you find resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And then so what you're doing is as you're riding that wave of resistance, and then when you find that resolution, you find that place of where you're not resisting anymore.
Well, you go from being under the surfboard to riding it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just amazing to watch how this week has been like that. Not necessarily just watching the both of you, but just seeing how you have come to life and seeing how life shows you exactly and gives you exactly what you are expecting and wanting. And then there's also that piece of really loving and knowing the experience of you.
Namaste.
So, yeah, and so that's the dance. You know, you're just finding your own rhythm and how you dance with other people.
Well, but, you know, I'll be honest with you. The family essence, I'm a very strong personality. Many times I'll meet people and, you know, literally I'm conscious about booking for a week because by day four they're like, you know, get out. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, because by day four I'm essentially getting comfortable and, you know, and you know, I'm just strong, and I don't. My intention is not to push somebody up against the wall and go, you know, well, what do you mean you don't agree with the Golden Hawk? I mean, that's not my intention. It's I'm just, you know, trying to find people in my life, and I've intended this, you know, several times that actually feel like I'm experiencing it. That I just want to be me in my strength, and acknowledge that, but not attacking. And, you know, because one of the breakthroughs I had, me and Dawn, you know, me and Dawn, we went down today. we were scuffling, we didn't draw punches, but we were scuffling. And, you know, the brilliance was that there was a point in time where I just said, I just want to find the place where it just clicks, where we're at peace with this. You know, this isn't about you agreeing with me and me agreeing with you. I just want to find a place where I feel it in my being that we're okay. And the wisdom that came to me was releasing the need to be right, which I know sounds so simple. But
it is.
Well, it is, and yet the dynamic of that is huge because, you know, I really am coming to the space where my beliefs work for me, and I love sharing them, but it is not about you must follow my beliefs to work for you. That, you know, take what works for you, leave what doesn't, and can we love each other in the middle because what works for you is clearly working for you, and what's working for me in its difference is clearly working for me. And the wisdom that then started piling in of, oh, my God, you know, Dawn talks to the earth and Goldie talks to people. And, I mean, and the, you know, we were tearing up and we just bubbled with joy. It was like all the scuffle, exactly like you said, just blossomed into this fragrance that it's subtly, you know, it doesn't clobber you over the head, but it fills your soul and you go, oh my God, this is real. You know, this is soul. It was awesome. It was awesome. And then Dawn played hooky and we played outside all day. And I'm like, yay, Donnie's home. I like when people break the rules, because I think we should, sometimes we get too much in our boxes, and Goldie is here to take those boxes away, because, you know, that's part of my charm. You know, I get it, can't play hooky all week, but she played hooky today, and I was, thank you.
And here's another fun part of that experience that you've had with her today. And
This is your perspective, I assume?
Well, yeah, this is for all of us and anything that we're dealing with in life and how we're creating. So in the beginning of your conversation, finding that place of feeling good that you were talking about,
right?
That was finding your alignment,
mm-hmm.
your wanting to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within our alignment, we discover our power.
Mm.
When we discover our power, then we create. And it's within that creation that we truly know who we are.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where you and Dawn found yourself from the beginning of that conversation to the resolution to feeling good.
Well, and the point that is really important is neither one of us ran. I mean, because
exactly.
if we didn't get, there was a definite point where we felt both of us, I mean, I, you know, where are you going to run to, Goldie? Well, you know, I've made a few friends. There might have been phone calls made. I had a thing on my cell phone, you know, hotels for $49 in Milwaukee or whatever. But the truth was, you know, it was all about both of us really going, listen, we know we love each other. Whatever this is about, until it's at that resolution. And it wasn't about, neither one of us was like, you know, you're going to back down. No, it was a matter of, but we both knew that until that resolution was there, I mean, I'm one that says just, I'm going to keep pushing because it's only, that's what I do. Push back, whatever, and then there was a surrender. The surrender was when I actually verbalized out loud during the middle of it. I can't stop until we're there. I don't know how to stop this. The train has already left the tracks. We are heading off the trestle. I mean, this is inception, right? We're in the middle. It's no stopping it. But there is potential here. And if we can find it, I think it would be priceless for both of us. And this was all basically just said in the middle of, I just don't want to stop until it feels good authentically for both of us.
And really what it was getting through each other's perceptions to allow us to recognize a truth and an understanding of where each other's coming from.
Yes.
And the beauty of working through each other's reflection of the trigger in each other became, you know, uncomfortable. You have to get to that kind of chaotic point, right, when you're going through transformation.
Chaos before creation.
Right.
Exactly.
You have to go through that chaotic point until you, and you just ride it out, even though you're feeling uncomfortable, until you get to the beauty of the new pristine understanding and the new beauty of the love and the joy and the acceptance
of
each
self.
Other and
but,
self.
And self, right.
And in the, you know, in the meantime, for me, what I, you know, I keep saying is, okay, I'm scanning, I'm seeing where that where that is inside
he's
of me.
I'm scanning and I'm climbing the wall. You know, like a you know, a spider monkey. You know, how do I get out?
She's saying, you're retreating, you're getting small. I'm saying, no, I'm stepping back, I'm being neutral, I'm scanning, I'm seeing where I feel that.
My fear was that you were going to leave. My fear.
Right.
You weren't going to stay.
I'm looking for where that is showing up.
Yeah.
You know, if someone's saying, I'm feeling judged, well, that's a reflection for me to find where inside of me
right.
I'm feeling judged.
Right.
You know, am I feeling judged? Maybe I'm really feeling misunderstood. So let's,
well,
you
that's
know,
actually
let's,
what it was. My perception was, as soon as I surrendered it, it was a matter of a perceptual shift. And as soon as that perceptual shift, everything made sense. The alignment, you know, was like square peg, round hole. My perception shifted, and it went And I went, oh, that's what you're trying to say, Don. Well, why didn't you say that in the vagina? No, I never said that. I mean, I didn't say that. I clearly got it. That, and I, you know, full responsibility. My perception was incorrect. And in that perceptual misperception, it didn't fit. What you were saying did not make sense to me.
And isn't that a lot of our lives, right? A lot of times that happens in life where we're on the job or we're in
family
or, you know, spouses. And, I mean, isn't that what I said to you afterwards? Gosh, if I could ever have gotten to this point in my marriage,
right,
you know, where we'd get past
right
the misperception, the misunderstanding, the miscommunication.
Well, but don't you believe at this point now, literally the magenta is what this is promoting? That we talk about on Third Thursdays? Here at another reality show.
Well, I believe, for me, I believe that, yeah, that there's been some, you know, cosmic shifts that have allowed, a lot of us have raised our vibration by clearing or, you know, raising our vibrations through different rituals or tools or whatever you want to call it, to allow a different frequency and energy, a light, to come through to allow things to move differently.
And I would say it as when I let my mind go, because the mind wanted me to be right, the heart took over, and the perception, did I say that like a New Yorker? The perception literally came flooding in. I did not have to think about it. It became into my awareness. And that's what I wanted to let everybody know. We are not, the mind will not get us through this experience. Losing our minds are going to literally get us through, because the heart knows nothing of being right. The heart knows the truth of understanding, the truth of what is, and just plants it in us.
Absolutely.
It's an exquisite experience to go through, because the more I go through it, the more I'm going to be like, I don't need to know what right, wrong, whatever. Just, you know, acceptance will become so natural. It'll be, I'll have it even without the need for understanding, because simultaneously the acceptance will be the wisdom of what is, which in that space became everything. You know, it was like a packet of energy. It downloaded everything I needed to have to understanding in completion. It's like, oh, I mean, it really did just make all sense. And, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, I'm glad I got here. I wish I got here, you know, 2 hours ago, but I'm glad I got here before you kicked me out. That much I appreciate.
I told her to keep that $49 number handy.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
You rock, sister. You rock. It was an amazing experience. I can't recommend enough to follow your heart. Wanting to be right, I promise you, is a program from the mind. We're all right. It's a subjective experience. There is no telling somebody what has to be for them. Just know what's good for you. And in your own harmony, as Jeff always says, in your harmony, you'll attract harmony. You know, and there's so much beauty in that, in the sharing of that, or in the not sharing of that. I realize we're talking about it now. Right, okay, well, I love you when you come on my show. It just happens. It's okay.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
No plans. It just happens.
Right.
But it was exquisite. It was. You know, it's like being at a retreat, and you know, and it's self work. You know, doing the work, knowing that you can. It's a safe place to do it. You know.
Well, I really like it because it, like, if you go to a workshop or you go to a class, you go there to experience some kind
a
of
shift.
Relief or some kind of shift, right? Because we're all looking for more joy in our lives. And yet when you, when you're dealing one-on-one with a friend or a family member, it kind of becomes more personal, right?
Kind of. Let's go with kind of. It's clearly more personal. Exactly.
And at some level, your guard goes up, and mm-hmm. so it's moving through that
is really, really powerful.
It really is. It is.
And, you know, I said if this would have been 10 years ago, I would have shut down and walked out.
Right.
You know, absolutely. And now I find these are some of the greatest experiences is to to continue.
Parentheses. Dawn. No, it's delightful to be able to come here. And, you know, this is a house that's all about self-awareness. You know, we have the people who are talking of self-awareness. Are we walking it, or are we just, you know, blah, 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 and then when it comes down to, you know, this is what I'm talking about. We got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable in order to get through our stuff. And that's, you know, in a safe space, it's okay to be uncomfortable. You know, because, of course, Dawn joked about having that hotel number, but that, nothing was said at the time. I never felt...
No, I said that later when we
when
got
we were
to the hiking.
Yeah, exactly, which was all good, but meaning there was never a threat. I didn't ever feel like I can't be who I am. I was just being who I am. This is... Well, yeah. Well, she basically said she would ship the stuff to me. I was like, and I trust that you would ship the stuff to me, Dawn. But, you know, it is because, you know, but we both won from this. We both shifted and grow, and that's the thing. It can be very mutual if both parties, you got to stick it out to the end. Wasn't Guy Hendricks, I don't know if you're familiar with him, he did a lot of relationship issues that said the relationships that are really rocky and hard, if they get through that stuff, can have some of the most amazing connections. You know, because oftentimes, you know, people, it's rough, it's rocky, all right, let's get a divorce. You know, whether it's friendships or relationships or jobs. And I'm not saying, you know, you got to discern some things you want to stick for, some things you don't want to stick for. But I've always been one that says, if I'm attracting it now, if I leave, I'm going to repeat the attraction. It's just going to be a different face and a different name. And with Dawn, it's not even, it's like, I mean, I've never felt anything but love with Dawn. But with anybody, if you start spending, you know, significant time with somebody in their space, I mean, shit happens. It's coming up, you know. This is our lives, because the shifting that's going on with the planet, maybe at home it would have been somebody else that I would have gone through this experience with. It's almost like the timing doesn't, it don't matter where I am, who's in front of me, I'm going to have issues with you. But because it's here to get cleared and it's here to shift, and, you know, I think it's important to be open to that.
Sure, it can be, you know, it can be like that, although it can be different, too. It can be more graceful and easy and loving, as long as people have similar perceptions, you know,
right,
and have similar ideas of how to move, but not to shy away from relationships where you do get triggered, as I like to call it, or where you do have things come up, because that brings you to a different awareness of how to look inside of yourself to shift or choose. You choose, no, I don't want to, you know, go that path anymore. I want to go this other path. And
well, I think what you just said is actually extremely poignant, that meeting somebody who's at the exact same space as you, I mean, how many of us have relationships and go, you know, well, you know, I'm aware and he's not, you know, or some say I'm aware, the man is saying I'm aware and she's not, you know, and I really think that it's a matter of, like, accepting the perception, because there are different truths depending on where you are in the awareness process. And so it's really not so much about, I mean, I guess for me, it wasn't so much once I got the wisdom where you are, even though that came with the wisdom, because where I thought you were and where you are were two different spaces. I was wrong in where I thought you were. So what I kept pushing for was like irrelevant from where you are. You know, so it's almost, but to understand that nobody's going to be in the exact same space. We might have resonance.
Right.
But we're not going to be in the exact same space, because we are literally jigsaw pieces. Everybody's piece is unique as per plan. So you're healing the planet incredibly, and you're healing me as part of that planet. Part of my thing is to speak the message to the people. That's my gig, you know, and it's like, it's just so important, I think, to go into every relationship, not with the expectation that they have to be exactly where you are, but with the expectation of, if I let go of being right, I'll have the wisdom of where everybody is, no matter where they are, without any complications of where they are. I don't have to rush them to be something that, you know, I don't have to pressure them to be something to make me happy. The acceptance is, oh, how wonderful, you're doing your piece, I'm doing my piece, and when we put the piece together, it's going to equate to heaven on earth, you know.
Right, right.
Rock, you know, rock on.
And so the way I do that is I allow people to share what their perception is.
Right.
And allow it to be just that. And
right.
And sometimes you even find that their perception is totally off from what you're seeing.
Right.
How you're
right.
seeing them, like you're saying. You thought I was somewhere else.
All right. In my eyes, that's where I thought
right.
you were. Yeah.
And so, you know, there's all these people in this room, you know, and everyone probably has a different perception of each of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Shh, don't tell Goldie Hurst.
But it's their perception, so it's their reality.
Well, what's that famous saying? What you think of me is none of my business.
Yeah,
but
right?
And see, now that's a wonderful thing, as long as, you know, in the friendship, okay, what you think of me is none of my business, but if you're kicking me out on my butt, you know, in the middle of a week-long trip, you know what I'm saying, there's also to some level a responsibility to all of us. Who was it recently? I'm getting this real, the community, you know, being our brothers and sisters keepers, you know, really allowing people to be different. Without, you know, because my whole experience truly is, I've done many trips when I was in my 20s, and I've been left alone in New Orleans, I've been left alone in Cincinnati, I've been left alone in Sedona. I mean, so there's, you know, I have history, right, where Goldie turns into Goldie, and then my ride leaves, and there I am going, all right, call Western Union, get Golden Hawk some money, and, you know, it's like that's, so that trigger is there, like, you know, hey, am I going to get left alone again? You know, and I want to travel, you know, and I want to be a part of these things. And, you know, like I said, that never came up as a physical, but it clearly, you know, showed up somewhere in the back here, like, oh boy, here you go again. You know, you made it to Thursday, Goldie. You got here on Saturday and you're pushing buttons by Thursday. You go, girl.
And we've got Friday yet. That's
well,
why I said we're pretty close to that hotel.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I feel great. I mean,
yeah.
We had an amazing day.
It's all good.
Yeah, it was. It is. It really is. I'm so delighted to be able to experience me. You know, to experience my flaws without being, you know, kicked to the curb because of them. Because then it just piles on the story.
Right.
You know, by you letting me go through without kicking me out, so much more cleansing and clarity comes from that. That, you know, I'm clearly less apt to do that again, at least for the rest of this week. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's no longer attached that if I'm me, the potential is I'm booted. You know, that's huge. That's huge because this is we should all be all so authentic. And be allowed to be authentic and be accepted, because by you accepting my authenticity, I'm accepting your authenticity. And that is priceless.
Sure. And so now you have a new idea.
Template.
Right.
Literally.
A new idea that...
I'm coming back. You can't get rid of me.
Yeah, it's all good.
No,
you know,
indeed.
It's
amazing.
But that's really fun. You know, that's really fun to experience new reference points.
It is the heaven on earth, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's simply going through it again with different results.
Sure.
And with women. Women taking care of women. Not throwing each other under the bus like the whole programming tells us to do, but taking care of us and supporting us, supporting our strengths.
Well, and I have to tell you, I mean, you know, there are a couple more women here tonight, but I'm finding, like, my Sedona trip,
okay,
which we talked about last month, there were more men than there were women.
Yeah.
And just divine masculine,
yeah,
men, you know, that were,
yay,
very harmonious.
Eric's here, Jeffrey's here, Joseph's here. The divine men, indeed, indeed. They're all in Wisconsin, everybody. They're all in Wisconsin. If you're looking for divine men, you come to Okanokamokawoka, Wisconsin. There's not just she's here. There's men, divine men.
Yeah, so that was really fun. I mean, that was a first for me, was to,
indeed,
have more men in
a spiritual retreat. Absolutely.
You know, in
did you go to Sedona?
No, I work with Dawn and Jeff on a personal basis.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm for my job.
Or your passion.
My passion. I'm a financial. I help people with their finances.
A what?
A financial advisor.
Oh, okay.
And Dawn has worked with me on my business plan since August, and it's changed my whole.
Oh, the DNA work kind of thing.
Yes.
Well, okay. So I'm glad you're here. So because that's okay. So you know we're doing a DNA session tonight.
Okay.
Now we're gonna let the group choose. Yeah, don't let that go yet. What's your name?
My name is Wendy Willikett.
Okay, it's such a pleasure to meet you, Wendy. Thank you for being here. I mean, you're directly across from me, and you're beautiful, and you have your whole glow. Your light is on, and you're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm turning red.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful glowing red.
It's actually a spray tan I just got last week. I have to tell you, that's the truth.
And, well, you know what? I was going to say Confederate. I don't know where that was coming from. I support the truth. Never be ashamed. Be who you are. Be authentically who you are. Wear it. Share it. It's beautiful. Because then nobody can ever knock you down because you're trying to hide something.
Right.
It's all out there. You know, we are who we are. Good, bad, ugly, we're beautiful. You know what I mean? We really are. We're all beautiful exactly the way we are. I saw that. Exactly how I am right now, whole, complete, and beautiful. But I was telling Dawn last night, I have a teacher that does a monthly call, and she was connecting totally with the whole Easter thing. And actually, last night was called Spy Wednesday, which I've never heard before, and something to do with, you know, the whole Catholic thing. Judas, right, betrayal. But she was also talking about the new energy, what it's bringing in is business as an open architect, which is, she, in a nutshell, this is a woman channeling Syrians and 12th Council, so I'm just going to share what I can from what I remember. Please don't ask me why. But so she was, Joe said why, but she was saying that the new energy is open architecture, and open architecture is really about everybody must benefit, which is what my beautiful new friend Eric was sharing with me about his work, that if it's just about those with the money can pay and those with the money can't pay, if people, like me and Dawn were talking today, we all know that there's light workers and stuff, and everybody, but in our realm, we deal with a lot of light workers that are elitists. You know, everybody wants, you know, the ones with the money, the ones without. Oh, who cares what happens to them? And the truth is, we have to care. We have to become our sister and brother's keepers, because the energy won't support the business if we don't. So, and she does this because the energetics is, you know, you want to help people. When you're in your heart, you can't turn people away. You know, I've seen plenty of people that say, you know, donation preferred, $20, but no one will be turned away. Those are the kind of businesses and qualities of the business that is going to, the support will come in. Who knows where it's going to come in? Probably from all these people that are, you know, with gazillions of dollars that are falling apart because they made it, you know, in these closed architects. You know, that will allow, like I said, I don't know. I'm just,
no, it's so true, though. That's exactly what we do. I help the little guy in the financial planning.
Exactly. Oh, right on, Wendy.
We don't charge anything to do any, that, and it's been 16 years.
Oh,
but,
No, please continue. Oh, by the way, the light went off,
yeah.
And nobody else knows that it's not here.
It's been 16 years of looking at it a certain way, and Dawn, well, Jeff is how I met Dawn. Jeff and I know each other forever, so
okay.
I just like it because he keeps getting better girlfriends, and they just happen to be my friends, so, you know.
Beautiful. Okay, okay.
So anyway, I want to give him his credit, because if without Jeff, I wouldn't be here right now.
And
if you didn't get your divorce, you wouldn't be here either. So anyway,
if Dawn didn't throw me out, I wouldn't be here.
Yes, you're exactly right, and that makes sense. What she said, it's so awesome.
No,
but
indeed. But please, can
help the people that need it. You know, we don't charge anything.
Which is 95% of the planet,
right.
People. 5% of the money is held by. 95% of the money is held by 5%. So let's get off our high
right.
horse about looking for the big dollars and get, you know, even if we got a dime from 1,000 people, somebody do the math. How much would a dime from 1,000 people equal? $100. I mean, that, you know, but it meaning, it, you know.
Yes.
Thank you, Eric. The other financial person here who, I mean, well, but it. Yeah, I don't know. I figured him to do numbers. That's why I looked at him. But, you know, that's what it really is about that. Because I also believe that the gifts will come in from the open heart doing the work of, you know, we are lifting the whole planet needs to be lifted. We have to know that our power is within ourselves. We have to know that the little guy has to know the miracle can happen. I believe that's what Oprah is all about.
Right.
She brings in audiences, and her joy comes from people never thought that could happen to them. You know, this our lovely Diane friend planted a garden for Dawn, and she's got this awesome red tulip, and she goes, I just surprised Dawn, and I put certain bulbs in. She doesn't even know that they're there. And I was like, oh, what an amazing thing to have in a garden of flowers, and you don't even know what they're going to be. Like, how magical is that, just to even think that way? And to not, you know, play it by the book and, you know what I mean? Go with the magic. Go with the unpredictableness. Because if we would trust, which is such a major, that's what most of us are not in. We're not in trust when we want it to be, it's got to be, you know, okay, what's going on? We need to make, you know, this is the goal. It's hardwired. You know, we've got numbers to hit. And until that is all closed architecture. And according to Lisa, the energy that's coming into the planet right now, it will not be supported. Clearly, it will not be supported. Open architecture is what will be supported, which ultimately means the compassionate, quote unquote, the meek, which have always taken care of the other guy. It's only the power elite that has really been, you know, it's all about me and not about you. So we get to watch them fall and inevitably probably come to us, which will, you know, we're 95% of the planet. So much help to be done and joy to be had. And then the gifts will come from wherever they come from. And they will come because the energy of the universe and the cosmos supports it.
Might not be from a commission check. It'll be from helping others that you get rewarded.
Absolutely. I mean, or something will happen. It's so divine, you can't even.
Right.
You didn't know the person that's going to come into your door that sees the work you're doing and just going to go, here, listen, I want to support this work, and I've got the means to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just don't know. And you don't have to know. It's not, you know, and if you're doing it with the mean, you know, with the idea of waiting for that thing to happen, is not going to work.
Right.
We have to see the joy of helping the little guy.
And that's what she pointed out to me, that look at your business this way instead of this way. You've probably been trying to do that forever to me, Jeff, but it just sunk in when Dawn.
So let's talk about that, because
okay.
She's doing the DNA sessions with you as well, right?
Exactly.
So this is third Thursday is all about the DNA.
Okay.
So can you share that, how what your experiences is, and whatever words you have for it, that you talk about the business, whatever it is that you're getting
sure.
in alignment with, and then Dawn does a session, and how does it feel to
so
you?
So it started out with just showing her my business plan, and she took and calibrated the different parts of it and found where I had blockages.
Okay.
A lot of it was on my belief system.
Okay.
That I'm not worthy. That
okay.
I can't accept good to come out of this.
Okay.
Just the way I think about some of the things. And then we did some actual physical blockage removal on some of that stuff.
Awesome.
And the biggest thing I think I remember is that resources are equal as money. And I'm a very connected person with friends and family, and I could probably travel the country without money.
Exactly. Now, okay, now say that without the word probably.
I could travel the country without money.
Exactly.
If I wanted to.
Exactly. When you want to.
Right. But I choose to have money when I do it. To help me. That's what I want.
Well, you're only choosing to have money because you're still in that thing that the money is the only way things get done. But
right.
Bartering is what this taking care of your sister, you know, being our brother, sister,
exactly.
keeper means, see, that's that whole jigsaw puzzle thing. You know, if I love to sew, and I mean, literally, I love kids. That's my passion. So if we need childcare, I'm impassioned. I leave the kids with me. I'm good. And you're impassioned because you love to garden, right? Or Diane loves to garden. Or you love numbers. And you're ready
people.
To, you know, and you love people. You know what I'm saying? We are built as an ecosystem. And when we find our true beauty and just who we are without any shit telling us that we're less than, we can't do it, especially with the belief systems of it's only money and it's only power, which is clearly what we have been, you know, everything's, that's the only way you're going to get ahead in life. And I'll be honest with you, power is the biggest illusion, because power, what many of us are realizing, if you force your way through a situation, that force is going to come back at you. That force has kicked my ass on several occasions. I'm telling you, I'm like, okay, this is why Donnie's always saying it's about grace and ease. I mean, it's literally, if we would just be in our passion, loving and taking care of each other, everything would...
And trust that that's going to work out.
Well, because I'm telling you that the energy coming in now that's being channeled is an organizing principle that it will work. It's the organizing principle for that to happen. Quicker than you can imagine. It's just now, it's like just practice, you know, being in love, being in joy. Like, how difficult is this for us?
Right.
And listen, I'm with you. You know, it's not, I have, this is my business. The stuff we do is, we're working the radio show. And, you know, I'd love to have, you know, sponsored by Radio Shack. I don't know. Thank you for the microphone. You know, I mean, and I believe that, you know, see, now that's how I think it's going to come in, but who, I don't know how it's going to come in. Somebody's going to fall in love with the show and go, listen, I resonate with it. I want my product affiliated with you. And again, that's just how I'm seeing it. I don't know that that's how it's going to happen. That's my vision.
It's funny you said that, because that's what I thought. Where are the sponsors for the radio show?
Ah. But the point is, I do this because I love it. You know, this is when people come on the show and it's like, oh, how many listeners do you got? I don't know. I don't care. This is my passion. Speak the truth. And I'm telling you, I pull up my skirt in front of everybody. I show my foibles. I show it all, because I really believe that if we're here just showing our good side, that's not the true message. The true message is I have a dark side. I make mistakes. I trip over myself. And, you know, Muhammad Ali, it's not how many times you fall down. It's how many times you get up. So if I'm sharing with you that I fall down and I'm getting up, that means you can fall down and get up too, because isn't that us taking care of each other? You know,
right.
Not stepping on each other, but, you know, hey, here's a hand. Come on up. You know, let's grab a drink. And
right.
You know, it's what we tell our kids. We always say, you know, if kids thought like we would, they'd never walk. Because think about how many times they fall down and just intuitively know, get up. Get up. It's not a shame to fall down. It's not a shame to make a mistake. It's not even a shame to feel, you know, icky about ourselves, because we've all been programmed to feel this.
Right.
We're just coming into the energy is clearly coming in going, but do you want to feel better? Because if you do, there is a world right here in this world, not outside and, you know, in the other dimensions, even though I'm sure things are happening there too. I'm just not aware of them. But right here, heaven on earth, where everything's in balance, you know, not 5% owning 95%, but 95% owning, you know, the 95%, you know, us, our lands, our kids are happy, we're educated, we're, you know, because I have visions of, like, traveling without passports. I mean, I so want to travel and meet cultures that have never put on a TV. You know, like, wow, what would that be like? You know, what do they, what kind of stories do they share, right? What do they do? What's their entertainment, you know? I mean, and there's, you know, there's just so much, and I really believe everybody alive now, you know, relatively healthy in the sense, we're all going to live to see this. You know, this is the next 2 years. There's a big cleanse, which is okay. You know, we got the old has to go. You know, it might not look so pretty. Mm-hmm. Everybody pulling up their skirts, and not everybody shaved. Might not look so pretty. But it's part of the reality of the truth. Well, that's my, yeah, we got to keep everything. Yeah, I love making people uncomfortable. I'm fine too. Well, because it really comes down to we have to get willing to be uncomfortable. We have to be willing to look at, you know, there are certain cultures, you know, women don't shave. That wouldn't affect them. You know, if I was in Italy and said that, I don't think anybody would have flinched. You know, it's our American stuff, and it's our earth stuff. So we're all going through it. We're all clearing it. And it is happening. It's coming in because people like Dawn are here.
She does an awesome job.
She does an awesome job. Say that again.
She does an awesome job, and it's changed everything.
Aw, you're beautiful, Wendy. Thank you so much for coming tonight. Mwah! We love you, babe. No, you do. You're beautiful. Oh, my God, and the screen went black. And that is all. No. All right. Okay.
Can
we're
you
back
give
and
the
we have
phone number?
Minutes left. Pardon?
Can you give the phone number? People want to call in?
Absolutely. Oh, somebody's hand is up. Duh, I am, you know, I was a little bit preachy there. I apologize.
And Wendy's so gracious. I mean, she's really worked this. I mean, and thank you for...
Because the truth is, Wendy, Dawn can only do so much. If we don't do that... This is... Remember the Blind Side, the movie? They gave him the opportunity. He did the work. Hi, sweetheart. Whoever this is, you're on the air.
Hi, Erica, Goldie.
Go ahead.
Teresa.
Hey, it's Teresa Martini. She's in Wisconsin. How are you?
I'm fine. My cat.
Are you high from us?
Weird.
Who did?
Wait, Teresa.
No, I know. You said somebody thought I was weird?
My cat looked at me. That did the phone funny. I think she heard your voice and looked at like, who is that?
Yeah, well, I can affect animals. Dogs
well,
don't seem to want
to
be around
me. I told her she has to meet your cat. I told her that. She looked at me like, okay.
No, there you go. Are you having a good time? Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, I am. I've been having... I have actually been to Holy Hill. Yeah. I can relate to you, but hey, I've experienced that vortex, okay?
Yeah, it was very powerful.
I'm further from Milwaukee then. That's why I'm not there. Darn. Maybe next time. You never know, you know. So I want to meet Dawn, okay?
Yeah. No, sweetheart, listen, I've got family here. There's a chance, you know, that someday I just set the intention to move here. So, you know, there will be, you know, there'll be a next time. That much I can promise you is, you know. And if Dawn won't have me, maybe somebody else will.
I've been having a lot of energy. I've been telling people with energy like you wouldn't believe. I'm serious. Since you've been here.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Well
yes,
you know, I'll be honest with you, though.
Yeah, but
I think there's a coincidence there because there's tremendous, tremendous shifting going on. And truth be told, there really is. I mean, I got off the plane. We went to Rock Lake. Did I get that right? I know, because I flipped it in my head. I wanted to say Lake Rock, and I went, say it the backwards, Goldie, and Rock Lake. the energy was profound. So I appreciate you thinking it's me bringing this here.
No,
but,
it's just one of those things. I had the headache. I bet you I was taking some of yours. I've had it since Sunday.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm intuitive, so you have to, well, yeah, you really, we haven't really. Yeah, no, I'm intuitive very much so. People have told me I'm very intuitive to people. I can feel just people's energy, even if they're there or wherever they're at. I can just feel it. I just know. Talking to someone on the phone, I can feel it. And those
are
the people that you want to be with, because those are the people that will encourage you more to bring out that which you might be afraid to.
Right on.
I didn't know what, I didn't understand what that energy thing meant, but I think the more I'm tapping into things, it's like, oh my, I guess I had this all along, I didn't realize it, oh my.
Yeah, it's kind of like Dorothy, right? She had the power all along, even though it took her down the Yellow Brick Road before she figured it out.
Yeah,
listen,
I know.
Love, we are getting ready to do the DNA session, so,
okay.
You know, sit back, get comfortable, because, you know, it's going to get a little wild. No, Grace
with
and
you,
Ease. Grace
is
and
possible.
Ease.
With you, Goldie, anything is possible.
Namaste. I love you, sweet tea. Thank you so much for calling in.
I love you, too. I mean, we were playing phone tag. Sorry, but I didn't know that was your number. It's like, oh, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, no. I'll call again. No worry. But I got to go now because we got to do the
DNA
work.
That's fine. I just wanted to say, well, at least you know that I, yeah, I know.
Oh, I do know, I left my shirt up at All right, you take care, love. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, so...
The number.
Okay, the number is 646-929-2084. And, of course, Joe is dialing in from the room. Well, and so do you want... Because here, my gig was that after Lisa talked about this open architecture last night... I thought it was, you know, after everything we've been sharing this week, we all kind of clearly have, you know, we could use support. I'm going to say this from the best. We could use support in the financial arena that, you know, being in our heart and being in our alignment is exactly what will take care of us. So I was thinking, you know, whatever we do from the DNA session, I just want to do it not just from the, it's not just the people in the room, you know, this is, it's global. I mean, I have friends from Facebook all over the world that listen to the show, so I just want it to be a global premise or whatever. So
as we're sitting here, I just keep having this sense, though, the other thing she talked about was the movement of betrayal.
Oh, okay. She talked about other things too, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually part of what. Okay.
So,
share.
So it really feels like there's a lot of energy around that to continue to move and shift.
Okay. Tell me.
And
okay.
It. We can even do it towards money because there's.
Well, let's take a vote in the room. Who wants to do it? I have no attachment. Pardon?
I feel like they're connected.
Well, you know what's so funny?
I feel like they're connected.
Well, you know, my betrayal was, you know, $20,000 worth in a business. So for me personally, I did go through a betrayal that was financial.
I don't
but
find
betrayal can also be, you know, someone steps out of a relationship without telling. You know, betrayal can be many, many things. So
betrayal can be you not stepping into your own power.
Betrayal of self.
Yeah.
Well, and see, that's kind of a different flavor than...
But it still can cause. It can still influence.
No, right, and let's take out the still.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause an influence.
Yes.
No, absolutely. I mean, okay, so, well, what do you want to do? I mean, the room speaks, and I'm, you know, it. You guys tell Dawn.
Oh, I've learned to trust Dawn.
Oh, no, wait, cop out, and you are way too strong to cop out. I would like you to make a choice.
I don't want one or the other. I want both.
Okay, that's a choice. All right, well, give it to Eric.
And my cake and eat it, too.
Rock on, sister. Rock on.
Both.
Both?
Ditto.
So it's money and...
Or betrayal or both.
I guess both.
No, is that...
But money would be there first.
Then be authentic. It's okay to be have your own choice. Goldie will kick your ass if you... Wait, what did he say?
Both.
Both, okay.
All three.
What's the third?
Whatever you want it to be.
Well, okay, I mean, do you have a third? Do you have something that... Okay. Well, I mean, of course, I'm always, let's be inclusive. Is there a way to do this? I don't see what you see. Is there a way to go about this that... Because I like the idea of what you said.
I just want to share with you, when we went the second time to the Mary Chapel,
okay,
I lit a candle with an intention for all of the other candles. My candle was about supporting all of the other intentions for all the other candles.
Mm, that's a beautiful vibe.
So I think that there is a way to
of course.
Be inclusive.
I agree. I agree.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's absolutely when I do the DNA work and when we go into the strands, there, if we choose both,
okay,
when we're doing a mass consciousness level like this, it's
okay,
going to work at the level that people are ready to receive in the way that they're ready to receive.
Okay.
So it could be betrayal around money. It could be betrayal of self. It could be betrayal of someone else.
Right.
Depending on what they're ready to receive and what their connection is.
Okay.
To this. So when I do it high level like this, I'm doing it.
Well, it's almost like it's got to temper out at the highest that mass consciousness can go to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I get that.
So
do you guys all get that?
So when I'm working with Goldie one-on-one, I'm going to specifically just focus on
what
her
I can
strand
handle.
And what
right.
you can handle, and we might go to different levels.
Understood.
When I'm doing it mass consciousness, we're doing it at a level that
it's the planet.
Is the planetary level. And so everyone might receive it differently, just like we were talking about perceptions,
right.
that everyone in this room has a different perception.
Right.
So.
Okay. So, again, I'm totally, I personally didn't want to focus on betrayal of money. I wanted to focus on the assistance of money. I don't know how, but who would have thunk? I don't want to go dark. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of wild. That's usually where, Goldie's right in that muck stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, and it's funny. I don't know what that's about. I think that's something about me and you today. Oh my God! I'm turning into an angel. Oh my God! All right.
Well, however, when I do this work, when I do the DNA work, what we do is we just identify.
Okay.
Right? And we don't have to go into the emotion, into the struggle, into all of that.
Right.
We just identify what we want to look at and what we want to shift.
Okay.
And we choose to shift however we want to shift.
Okay.
And so if you just want to, you focus on shifting in the way you want to shift.
Right.
Right?
No. And indeed. I mean, I'm more than happy to... not betray myself either, because I'm still betraying myself as well.
Well, and I think a big component of this is betrayal of money.
Well, meaning that we all feel that we don't deserve it. You know, I think isn't that the ultimate betrayal is, let's all talk about how we don't have it because, I mean, how we don't deserve it because we, no, how am I?
Well,
we
don't
have
trust
it.
The system. First of all, we don't...
Well, because the system is corrupt.
Right. Right.
It's a good reason not to trust it. But and I know he's dying to say something because he... Yeah, I mean, this is... let's let him talk for a minute.
We've
got 46 minutes.
Hold on. Let me say something first.
Okay.
Because this goes back to the calibration and the value of the U.S. currency versus the gold in the vibration.
Okay.
So when you're focusing on U.S. currency, you're in fear. And you're in desire most of the time. Most people are calibrating at that calibration.
Speak your truth. I love it.
Okay. When you start to increase, when you release the betrayal, when you release your fears, when you start to increase your vibration, you move your vibration around money up to the calibration of gold, which is joy.
Yes, it is.
Right?
No, because this is what we were talking about, doing it for the love of it. Not to get paid. You know, you're not just looking for the clients with the most money and letting go of the ones without. your whole gig is help everybody, and everything will take care of itself.
Right?
Is that
right? And so my shtick on this is to not change the energy of money necessarily, but to assist people in finding their joy and appreciation around money. Once we bring everyone's calibration up to the level of joy, we don't even necessarily have to have money, have currency
anymore. Which is what we were talking about, right? That it, because, and you know what? All right, as soon as he gets back, well, let's do the DNA, we must have your voice on tonight.
I think the one comment I was going to add is I don't think that most people have an honoring and respectful relationship with money. I think that it's been one of the aspects of their lives that they haven't had a clear relationship with. And
a healthy relationship with.
Yeah, correct. And oftentimes if something's wrong, they see the money as the fault, or they see themselves as a victim. And really, with money being an energy, from my standpoint, it's an opportunity for us to come in harmony with the money and then take it to whatever level vibration-wise we'd like to. And so I'm looking forward to Dawn sharing this gift with us.
Well, thank you for sharing your gift with us. Because we were talking about this, right? I mean, this is the and you know, it's so funny. You know, when I met Eric tonight and we were driving in the car, you're in business management or right
financial
planning. And
mm-hmm.
normally and he's quite aware. So normally you sit in the car for me. I'm gonna pick his brain all about all right. So what your awareness is. Right as soon as I get it. So tell me about your business. I mean, I didn't even know why I was saying that. I don't normally ask those questions, but Eric's truly everything he was sharing was about. You know, this is about really caring about people, and Eric is very successful, and I believe he is extremely authentic when he says, "I really care about that." When people are retiring, he takes into the account that at some point a couple may become a solo because, you know, we're entering our golden years where, you know, we're going to die eventually. And, you know, it was just, there was a heart when he spoke about what he does. And, you know, and I walked into his home, which was gorgeous, which also felt not like, it wasn't sticky, icky, cold energy, like some of the houses I've worked in as a nanny. It
vortex.
Was warm.
He's got a vortex.
Well, he's got a vortex, and I mean, it just reflected his heart. It was warm, and the colors were vibrant, very soulful. The whole experience was just deep and warm, and it's a pleasure meeting people with money that give me that soulful feeling, because that's helping me change my perspective of, yeah, rich people suck, exactly. And so, therefore, how am I supposed to get rich when I think they suck? Yeah. So, you know, namaste, Eric. Namaste. Yeah.
And that's what I've worked with Wendy on, is part of some of her associates try to promote through fear, try to promote the business through fear, or if you don't follow my plan, you're going to lack, right? And so part of what Wendy and I have worked on is she sells it through the helping aspect, is I'm here to help you. I'm here to, you know.
The whole cosmos will support you.
And so, you know, you're very.
He's made it in the same. Probably I don't know you, but I'm probably just as smart as you are with your licenses and that. But how you have this life and I have this life because you made a decision.
Well, and to be honest, you know, there's a connection here. I would highly recommend the fact that you're. I mean, I right.
I keep you busy all day long. And trust me.
Well, no, and talk with him. I mean, learn because we all have the heart. No, because sometimes we don't know how this looks, and really, he's obviously mastered it because he's living it.
Right.
He's living it, and that's truly what I look for in a master: be living it in this dimension.
Right.
You know? Pardon? 40
time.
Minutes.
We have time.
Yeah. Yeah, they usually take about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
You ready?
So, yeah. So, all right, so we're getting ready. If you're driving, pull over.
If you're driving, pull over.
If you're making love, stop.
Oh, keep going.
Oh, okay, go to the Goldie retreats. Send us pictures. Hey, look. And is Joe putting your pants on? Take them off. I love it. I love it. Everybody's speaking my language. I love it. You guys are beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes, 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 yes.
Be okay. Who you are.
Be who you are. Be loved.
Preferably not driving.
Yeah, well. Yeah, pull over. Pull over. Okay, so you're all right.
Okay.
So, that's all.
So you ready? Yeah. Center in your hearts. Take a nice deep breath. Deep exhales. Find that space in your heart center. Allow it to expand. Allow yourself to connect with the earth. Be grounded, connected, fully aware of the breath of the earth. Exchanging energy equally from your heart to the earth, from the earth to your heart. And fully connected with that I am presence, connecting heaven and earth, allowing yourself to fully connect to your universal connection, your source, your creator. Taking another deep breath in and deep exhale. Now visualizing a crystal staircase, a nice, beautiful spiral crystal staircase. And visualize a golden white light coming down through that crystal staircase. Allowing yourself to have the intention, the desire to shift as needed around money, around betrayal, releasing sacrifice, unworthiness, opening to empowerment, joy, peace, your personal truth expanded. Now visualize in this crystalline staircase strand 1, node 3, 4, and 7, allowing a sapphire blue light ray energy to come through that crystalline staircase and harmonize strand 1. Deep breaths. Now visualizing in strand 3, node 8 and 9, bringing in a green light energy, an emerald green energy ray, down through that spiral staircase, harmonizing strand 3. Nice deep breath. Deep exhale, harmonizing. Now visualizing strand 8, node 7,
Node 11. Bringing in magenta colored ray to harmonize this strand. Allowing the energy to flow and move, shift, fully connected. Now moving to strand 11, node 3, bringing in a violet light through that crystalline staircase, harmonizing strand 11 all the way down through strand 1. Now allowing yourself to bring in a golden energy and allowing that energy to flow through the crystalline staircase, harmonizing all strands. Bringing in a silver rayed energy down through that crystalline staircase, harmonizing all strands. Bringing in the platinum ultraviolet ray, harmonizing all strands. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Allowing this energy to completely expand through all cellular structures, activate, harmonize, expanding into all energy bodies, activate, harmonize. Focusing on that heart center, allowing this energy to grow and expand, visualizing outside of us, a connection of oneness. Bringing that connection of oneness into the heart center. In this connection in the heart center, this oneness place, allowing this energy to expand to the earth. Allowing this energy to expand to the universe. Receiving and giving in harmony. Allowing the energy to flow as one. Allowing yourself to fully be expanded and grounded in joy in ease, in grace. Taking a deep breath in. Deep exhale, expanded and grounded. Another deep breath in. Exhale, expanded and grounded. Another inhale. Deep exhale, expanded and grounded. Fully present in this space, here and now. One more deep breath in. Deep exhale and How do you feel?
Expanded and grounded. That was sweet, babe. Yeah, sure. No, with Diane.
Wendy had just mentioned that her stomach was really gurgling.
That's movement.
It's all movement and shifting,
exactly.
As we're...
in divine order.
Absolutely.
Fart if you have to. We're amongst friends.
It's a wonderful thing to hear it, actually.
Okay. I don't have one on, but if I did.
No,
sure,
and I knew exactly
because it's
what
happens when you do energy work.
It's all good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It, not only is it all good, it's an actual indication that it's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
There's
I mean? It's moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Well,
no,
and
don't
literally,
you,
it
no,
sounded
don't
like
go
every...
There. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Every organ
expanded
was
and
shifting.
Grounded.
It, you could just hear her.
Well, I heard, and I heard Vi as well.
Yeah.
I mean, but
so it was
all
of part
us.
Of the process.
Of course. Exactly. Find the divinity in, you know, we're changing our belief systems around everything. We really start to see, I mean, truly, I mean... Now, cold is another aspect of that the energy has been moving through your body. How do you feel?
They want heat on.
Yeah.
I want the heat off.
We agree, ladies. You are very hot.
Exactly. Exactly. And on that happy note, it's moving here, folks. That was amazing. That was amazing.
So, if anyone has things come up that are uncomfortable the next couple of days, make sure you contact me so we can continue to shift
right
with grace and ease. So,
well, and just so you guys know, in my experience, anything that I intend over the air, because of the nature of truly, I mean, the expansion is it's beyond this room. It comes back at the same intensity. Yeah, so everything is really kicked up. You know, the volume gets turned up. Like Dawn is saying, the intensity of everything. And the shifting is, you know, it's with grace and ease, recognize that look for the new beliefs. Look for that, you know, and it's not just that the money will flow, but that you feel better when you're spending it because you know it's coming in. You know, and things of that nature. And again, it doesn't even have to be about money. Abundance is the abundance of joy and how the colors look more vibrant and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because it really does kicks it because here on Another Reality Show, we play in many dimensions over here on Another Reality Show. That was awesome, Don. It was awesome. We have 26 minutes, so... And if anybody wants to call in and share what their experiences are, 646-929-2084. I'm film. Oh, my. Okay, turn that off. I do radio. I don't do video. We haven't worked on that part of my DNA yet. I might lift my skirt, but only privately. Or only on the radio. Wow.
But this is a live audience. So.
This is a live audience.
So you're lifting your skirt in front of everyone now.
Wow. Yay! No, this was awesome tonight. I mean...
So maybe I got something else.
Okay.
Okay, so...
What, another meditation?
Well, maybe I'm just going to channel. Is that okay?
Maybe it's okay. Of course. And if you want to put that down so you don't have to hold that, you know, go.
Could you hear it moving around?
No, no, no. No, I couldn't. I'm just, I don't know if you want the freedom of your hands, so.
I don't know. How does this work?
Is this good?
Yeah, and if you put it, just put it there. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't done it on our third Thursday.
You'd be authentic,
before,
babe.
But, so everyone just allow yourselves to open your hearts a little bit more and, allow this message to come through and shift and move and activate open codes and keys as needed. So, Kisha ya ni a moshatana ye a enoa enoa ki na e ishatani ma a ye tana a. Oshakanaya mona e mona iaki mai ta i na a oshamitaka oshamitaka ye na a ye na a we kana e maya a ye na isha teko ina a ania eshako ye. Maya a esha, esha miya a ki. The oneness, the unity, community of equals, an opening from earth. An opening from heaven, an honoring and appreciation, global intergalactic connections of one space, one heart, one life. In this presence of now, activate hearts connected, new experience of divine masculine, divine feminine. In appreciation and gratitude. Of the oneness.
Me and Don just kind of looked at each other.
I didn't know if it was finished.
Namaste, sister.
Are you not done? Did I do something wrong? Why are you looking at me like...
it's all good.
Okay.
I'm moving. I'm shifting. I'm feeling it through my
okay.
body.
Don was looking like she was not... in her body at the moment.
I there's more in my body
in your,
than
there
normal.
Go. There you go. Yeah, you're glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wisconsin rocks, everybody, I'm telling you.
So,
so this is not your average vacation spot. Above
we
average.
Are in Holy Week, you know.
Well, and I do under. I mean, really, there is... Wow.
So there's this space and like the back of my heart chakra that's just like
it almost feels like, you know, like there's these doors opening, and I've been talking for like a year about opening the doors in the back of the heart.
Yeah.
And I can, out of all the little rituals or processes or tools or whatever that I've used, this divine energy that just came through has, to date, been the most opening for me right
nice.
Now. So.
Nice. Namaste. Well, it certainly gurgled my stomach on that one. Yeah, that's good. Laughter integrates it.
Yeah.
Laughter naturally integrates. Well, and it's funny because Jeff is yawning. When I was on the ayahuasca, I would yawn and it would bring in a new download. And they would tell you, yawn but don't sleep. You know, because there's something about the yawn, that's the way the body integrates new levels. At least it was with the ayahuasca, so.
Well, and talk about sleep. Everyone's been sleeping in my house for the last week and
yeah,
a half.
Yeah, I come over to Dawn's and I got that sleep apnea. Or not sleep apnea, you know, where 30 seconds after I get here, I'm out and poor Joe, narcolepsy, exactly. I mean, hi, how you doing? Oh, that was nice having a chat with you there, Goldie.
Well, and it started before you came because we had another person here before.
Right.
Doing some... stuff, and I'm going to plug him too.
Of course,
Dennis,
of course.
Dennis King.
Well, and I plug you guys too.
Creator's
plug.
Helper. And so he was here for 2 days and he kept falling asleep too. And you were falling asleep. I was falling asleep.
But
the
it's
other
not
day.
Like I said, it's not even just falling asleep. I mean, within 30 seconds, I'm in REM, I'm drooling, I'm snoring. Really, I mean, it was a little ugly because I'm around all these people I don't know, and there's just nothing you can do about it. I think that's part of the whole acceptance of self is really everything that we were told to worry about and how we're supposed to look and, what you know, don't do this, don't burp, don't fart. It's like, well, listen, we're angels. You know, this is, we snore when we sleep and we drool when we're out because we're going into deep spaces of self. And you know, and then you really get it that, you know, we chuckle about it, but it doesn't matter. You know, it's not a denotion of who we are. It's actually, you know, or it is a denotion of who we are, that we're beautiful. And, you know, it's beautiful. The whole conversation we had that it's, you know, it's, the kids know. I always say, if the kids do it and they can laugh about it and see its beauty, that's how we know we left it somewhere as an adult if we get all, you know, oh, we're not supposed to do that.
And laughter is the greatest part. It brings through more joy, more...
integration of energies.
More openings, you know, through laughter rather than, you know, having it so stoic, right? That's like the Roman Catholic Church or...
Right. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of laughter going on over there.
Right? You laugh in church and what's happening? Mom's taking you out to the, like,
right,
the hallway,
that's
right?
That's the old. Do you need to speak?
No, that was me.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
So, you know, very often, like, teaching the children yoga... they would, you know,
giggle, I'm sure,
giggle and laugh and relax. And someone's, you know, farting, and then it's, you know, everyone's farting, and, you
yes.
know, it's like,
exactly.
You know, and once they learned I was okay with it, and I wasn't going to chastise
nice.
Them about,
nice.
You know, farting in yoga class. It was like.
Yeah, me and my girls laugh all the time. We have a thing, right? When you fart, you have to put your finger on your nose and say a color. Purple, yellow. You can tell we're brown. The kids usually don't. A little more creative than that. Well, because, you know, it's all, I mean, it's just a bodily function. It's a bodily function. We got to get over this stuff that we got to stop being bodies, because this is not about leaving our bodies. This is about seriously grounding into our body so we experience the energy here. You know, it's not. We were talking. Me and Eric were talking on the way back. Ascension is no longer about. You know, once we reach a frequency, we leave. You know, like the days of Ezekiel and Jesus. Where that thing? I'm hanging around churches. I'm using church references. You know, well, they. You know, they went. They left their body. They ascended right out of their bodies. This is. We're taking the whole planet with us. So we ascend here. and we ground here, and you know, you definitely know that from your gardening. You know, it's all about dig deep, root here. You know, and I'm not saying we're not going to, you know, we're going to eventually transition, definitely, but that's not the point of the ascension. The point of the ascension is to raise the frequency of the dirt, of, you know, the four elements or six elements, whatever belief systems you ride in, here, here. And then we can leave.
So you know what I'm totally getting as I'm sitting here? I'm, like, feeling my heart, like, open and expand more, and I'm harmonizing that back of my heart chakra even more.
Okay.
Is that's, like, my release of this betrayal.
Oh, nice.
You know, it's that.
Well, and you know the back is the past.
Right. Well, and the back is.
Symbolically the past.
I mean, most of the time we were stabbed in the back. We were, you know, shot in the back.
By the OJs.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even let Sahana listen to it. She goes, what's this song about? And I went, people hurting each other. Turn it. Okay, right there. Off the thing. Indeed. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, so for me, that's
the release.
That's the release. That
well,
I'm
and the
sensing.
More of us that release, the easier it will be for all of us. You know, there's still 6 billion of us that aren't in this room, so to speak, even aware of the work we're doing in this room, that are going to be, it's just going to be an easier road, and they're going to come to us in all their beautiful glory because they are going to notice that we don't carry these energies with us, that our shine will be brilliant compared to those with the all the struggle still in them.
As I was listening to Dawn talk about the betrayal, we think about past lives and all the things that have happened in the past, but what came to me was the betrayal that many of us have cast upon ourselves or lived in this life, where rather than being who we choose to be, we chose
authentic.
To be authentic and stepping into that each day, we're stepping into, well, maybe she thinks I should do this, or he thinks I should do that, or I better be like this at work, or so on and so forth. So when we step into that, then the heart can open further because we get to be more of who we are.
We love you, Eric. But it's the truth. It's the truth. It really, because it was interesting when we had that conversation in the car. Being authentic, in my personal opinion, is directly related to our flow of abundance. Because anytime we're stopping our true self from coming in, well, of course, it's not, you know, I remember I used to say, if I block the pain, it's not just the pain that gets blocked. A block is a block is a block. I'm blocking the joy. You know, it's a choice. You're blocking and you don't get to choose. Oh, just block the pain. Let the joy come through. You know, it just doesn't work that way. And I'm not saying, you know, the pain is usually just a belief system that hasn't been transcended that is really looking for our love. You know, something that it's the inner child. I'm finding most of the belief systems that I'm covering in me that are really limited is that inner child that was, you know, don't touch, don't laugh in church, don't fart, don't pick your nose, don't have fun, don't do this, don't blah, 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 blah. You know, and as adults, we have the freedom to do it, but all those prison bars and all those belief systems that are keeping us in a tight little box because we were told we're not going to be successful or we're not going to make it or we're not going to be loved, and it's all keeping it from us. All those belief systems are, you know, so let's, you know, let's start rebelling a little. Let's start pushing the envelope a little. What can it hurt? I mean, that truly is part of what another reality show is. I mean, I just like pushing a little. People getting uncomfortable is good because we have to get used to being uncomfortable because that is stepping outside of our belief system, and then we can laugh at it because, you know, you look around and the lightning doesn't strike us because we masturbate. You know, that's okay. And, you know, and we can.
Everyone does it behind closed doors.
Well, you know, but they don't admit it. And if you don't do it, you're thinking about it. But, I mean, the truth is, you know what I'm saying? All these things about people. I'll talk to you. And I'm kind of curious what you think of the whole show. And you look a little, you know, deer in the headlights. Namaste, Eric. Namaste. So, you know, it really is, you know. It's almost like when I first started doing this, I had to get dirty to know how clean I was. You know, it's one thing I see with the kids, you know. When I'm nannying, the moms are like, you know,
clean the kids up. You know, you got to keep them clean, keep them clean. I'm like, you know, so you want me to put chemicals on them because they got dirt in their hands when the dirt is so nourishing to their being and their soul and their physical bodies. And, you know, they have all these allergies because you're 99% cleaning them with everything. And they're germaphobes by six. You know, I got a little munchkin who's a germaphobe. And I'm like, get in the puddle and jump. She's like, go me. I'm like, jump in the puddle and get dirty. because there's a freedom in not caring. You know, there's a freedom in busting out. I'm not telling you to go rob banks. That's not what I'm saying. We all know the belief systems that keep us the good girls and the good boys. Break through some of those, because there's so much freedom and so much flow from that. And authenticity, you know, and then when you're authentic, everything flows. Everything flows. Everything. Everything. Including flatulence. You are the flatulence lady now. Every time I see you, Wendy, hi. I'm the flatulence lady too, though. Wherever it's purple.
So are we going to let everyone, like, promote their thing? Should
of course,
yeah,
because we have 9 minutes. Yes,
okay.
Yes. And I want to play my outro. I don't normally play that, so. Absolutely. Who you are and a number, your services, and a number or email, whatever they can reach you.
My name is Wendy Willikit. I'm with Investment Advisors International. My phone number is 414-940-0250. We do full strategies, but more importantly, we're expanding all over the country, and we're looking for people that want to get into the industry that I'm in.
Which is?
The financial industry.
Okay.
Just basically helping people, because there is this big goal of people retiring and people passing away now more than ever. The baby boomers retiring.
Right.
We need more help. Many of the advisors are gone from the industry. Most of them are the age late 50s to 60s, and they just hung up their hats when the market went down. So we're looking for women, men, students, people that might have got misplaced at their current job.
Nice, nice.
So
you train too?
That's more what I do.
Okay.
Than sit down with clients now as I train.
Nice.
And
okay, you hear
people.
That, people in Wisconsin? If you're looking for a job,
anywhere. We have offices all over the United States.
Anywhere. You hear that? You hear that on Mars? If you are looking for a job,
we're not there yet.
You call Wendy.
States, but no, multiple offices.
Okay.
So if I can't do it, I can plug you into someone who can help you.
Right on, sister. Thank you.
Hi, what a wonder to be here with you.
I love you. Love you, Diane.
I am a stress management specialist.
Okay.
My company is Pathways to Relaxation. I basically have a huge basket of tools I use in helping people to learn how to reduce their stress. I'm a biofeedback specialist, a Reiki master, a yoga teacher, and many, many different things that I
put
together.
Well, and I just want everybody to know she does toe readings, and hopefully I'm going to get a toe reading, and Diane is going to, I've invited Diane to be on the show, so, you know, look for the updates within, maybe not May, but probably in June, Diane will be on the show, and we're going to talk about the toe readings.
Yes, toes are amazing.
Toes are up.
Tell your whole life.
Love it.
So it's pretty phenomenal what you can find out just by looking at your toes.
Well, microcosm, macrocosm, that's truly what it, you know,
yeah,
it's all over our body.
Reflected. So anyway, I don't consider myself, even though I'm a quantum healer as well, I don't consider myself as much a healer as much so as I'm a teacher and a facilitator in helping others heal themselves, basically,
right.
And using all different levels. PathwaysTorelaxation.com.
Put the mic down a little bit. It's
okay.
Vibrating a little bit.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
PathwaysToRelaxation.com is my website, and I apologize. It's not fully activated yet, but it's there.
They can reach you, right? Can they reach you?
They can reach me.
That's the key.
Definitely.
It's the bridge to reaching, because the whole key is getting hold of Diane, and then her magic will open.
Yes, and I work a lot with the spiritual realms. I'm very guided in what I do. But using that to help them at all different levels, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual.
Sweet.
So bringing it all together and helping people to recognize their stressors and be able to work with them.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you, babe.
So I would be Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, Goldie. And actually, a couple of different things that I do. As we've talked about for a few minutes, I have been in the investment business for about 30 years, have a company that specializes in running corporate retirement plans, so 401ks and so on. There are a few disconnects there. Most employers are in a pretty bad place and don't realize it. They have some pretty big liabilities. And almost all employees for companies are nowhere near where they should be. They're not doing what they should because, in general, they're not getting guidance or insights in a manner that's helpful to them, and so they don't do much of anything, or what they do doesn't work very well. So we take care of the employers. We make sure that the plans are running right, and we make sure that they're compliant, which takes the liability off the shoulders of the employers. We also take very good care of the employees and help them get on track to having a retirement that's honoring, that allows them to maintain their lifestyle.
Nice.
So that's what I do in the financial world. But as we talked about earlier today, started doing healing work about 20 years ago and did some early on, and then physical healing like Reiki in this case and so on. And the last couple of years that's come back into my life. And so the plug that I'd like to finish up with is I do healing work, and also I'm also a certified life coach. And I kind of see the two of those as the same, whether it's the physical body or the mental attitude or whatever it is the person's experiencing that's holding them back from being who they choose to be. I spend a lot of time with people on manifestation. I find that no matter where people are on the path, oftentimes they would like to be experiencing some aspects of their lives differently than they currently are.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than looking at those and being mad or angry, just kind of see them for what they are and then help people shift the focus to whatever it is they wish to create. And
Namaste.
Love doing that. And I do have a website. The website is the same name as the company that I have. It's aspiritedplace.com. And you can see some of the services that I provide there. There's a phone number there, and you can certainly send emails and so on.
Shoot the phone number for people who don't have a computer.
262-244-6124.
And that's my guy.
So, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Anybody else? Jeffrey?
Well, okay. My name is Jeff Hutcherson, and you can find out about me at my website at synergy.com. Actually, you can find out about Dawn, too. That's CINNERG.com. If you want to try to put me into a category, you know what? You can call me a massage therapist. You can call me an author, public speaker, a modern mystic.
You can call
me
Yogi Bear.
Yeah, you can call me lots of things. But out of all of those titles, the most thing, yes, hot chocolate, definitely.
That's right.
Out of all of those titles, what I want you to understand about me and when you play with me is that I am a happy person first. And what that means is that any tool that we use in that place and in that space just works. And that's what's most important, not my title, not what you think the title is going to give you, but understand that I am a happy person first.
Uh-huh. And Donnie, you can find her every third Thursday on another reality show.
That's right. Or you can email me at dmleader@earthlink.net. And I think Goldie has that information up on another reality show and or Facebook me. And
yeah, this week, of course, because I wasn't home, a little shy on the Facebook information, but it's on every episode page that Dawn's on. So if you go once a month, you're going to find the third Thursday show with Dawn. Actually, though, last month there was a special thing going on because you guys were in Sedona, so we did it the fourth week, but it doesn't matter. We're still once a month.
They'll find me.
Yeah. Well, and 262-470-1436
is my phone number.
Because I'm always big on, to be honest, some people don't have computers, or they're not computer savvy in the older age groups that want help. So numbers are good. Numbers are good. Okay, so, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing. Wisconsin rocks my world. I am moving here. I don't know when, but I'm moving here. Okay, so I'm going to play my outro because nobody ever hears my outro because I always go over and then it cuts everybody off. So I love you guys. Next week is Marianne Monroe.
And, you know, rock on, everybody. Just be good to each other. Be good to yourselves because, you know, why not? It's a better space to do that. All right. I love you guys. Take care.
You've been experiencing another reality show with Golden Hawk. Another reality show is live Thursdays 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, or listen and be enlightened anytime that works for you. Questions or comments, email the show, goldenhawkfeather@yahoo.com. That's goldenhawkfeather@yahoo.com. Also, visit us on the web at www.anotherrealityshow.com. Remember, all you rule breakers, misfits, troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists, everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what is right with you. You see things others don't. You're hardwired to change the world. And unlike 9 out of 10 people, your mind is irrepressible and you were born to be a revolutionary. And here at Another Reality Show, we salute you. Stay amazing and keep on flying. Good night.